Well, good afternoon, friends. Thanks for tuning in for a few moments for another wee devotional message. I've got another friend in the ministry with me today. This is the Reverend Jonathan Crane. 20 years ago, we were interviewed together to be accepted for Bible College, and he's been a good friend ever since, and he's been ministering in Donegal now for probably 16 years, is it?
16.
Yeah, 16 years. So Johnny's been with us today in our church in Lisburn. He's been doing the harvest service tonight, and we're really really encouraged with that. So I just thought I'd ask Johnny to give a short word of testimony and tell us how the Lord saved him. So Johnny, it's over to you, and thanks for doing this at short notice.
Not at all. Good to be with you, Roger, with the folks here in Lisburn this evening at their harvest. I was born into a Christian home. My father was a student minister in our denomination at that time. Dad had been to Bible College in Glasgow, where he met my mother. And after Dad came out of Bible College in BTI, he did outreach work in Dublin and ministered in Dublin for a couple of years, and then felt the call of God to the Free Church. Came north of the border, interviewed by Presbytery, and was placed in the John Knox Memorial Congregation. And that's where I was born. And growing up in those early days in Belfast, I don't remember much about the house. But Mum and Dad would tell you about how it was the height of the Troubles. The church organist was murdered. Soldier lying dead in the front garden one morning. Shooting started in the evening service several times, and the people couldn't leave the congregation. We moved on in Belfast to another house on the Crumlin Road, and then my father got the call to Lurgan in 1978. It wasn't until 1982 that I put my trust in the Lord. I was a child. I hadn't been involved in the sins of the world. But it dawned on me one evening on the 6th of July that I wasn't right with God. And I called my mother in. Dad was out at the prayer meeting, and I called Mum into the room, and Mum pointed me to the Lord that night. And I praise God for the home that I was born into, a God-fearing home, a Christian home, something that many people would despise nowadays, but it's a tremendous privilege. And I suppose when I went into my teenage years, I drifted a bit. I can remember then going to a Castlewellan weekend and the floor being opened on a Sunday afternoon for testimonies, just open testimony time. And even lads in my room that I was with and others that weekend were getting up and testifying at a moment's notice. And I was shy. My parents were the organisers of that weekend. And I knew that I couldn't get up and give an honest word of testimony in front of Mum and Dad. And I realised just, you know, I'm not right. And I come back from that weekend and told the Lord I was sorry for my wanderings. And I praise the Lord that he's married to the backslider. He'll bring them back to Zion. And I was about 18 at that time. Praise God for his hand upon my life, his leading and his guiding. I was involved in farming, worked for an agricultural contractor, different farmers, and I married a farmer's daughter. And I worked for my father-in-law. Know what it is to spend long days on a spud harvester, at the barley time too. Milking cows and slurry and everything else. And I felt after a while that the Lord was beginning to deal with me and to call me. And in the year 2000, I felt that the Lord was working in my heart. And just through a series of messages that were being conducted in our own congregation in Oma, the series was on the Book of Ruth. And one particular Sunday, Reverend Morrow spoke about not gleaning in another field. And I felt the Lord was speaking definitely to me. And so I made some inquiries, and I did my entrance exams for the Whitfield. and I was interviewed the same night as Roger here. And our time overlapped in college together. And after college, the call came from Convoy Free Church in Donegal. And we thank God for the people there, for the opportunities to serve the Lord, not only in the church, but also in the ploughing outreach and the Consider Christ outreach as well. And the Lord has been good. We're just not long ago there in September, we were down at the ploughing in County Laois. There was 9 of us on the team. It was 15,000 calendars all gone. We ran out of Bibles from the table. We had 262 Bibles taken and 145 New Testaments as well. And God was good, heaven and his providence and where we were on the whole site. And it's a privilege to be in the Lord's work and to serve him in the little capacity that we can.
Johnny, thank you so much. The Lord's really blessed your ministry, and you had a good time in Uganda as well amongst the prisoners, you were telling me. So that was a real blessing too. So
we were in Uganda with the mission board back in the end of May, beginning of June. We were there for 4 weeks. Jane and I were out. We were conducting the Sunday services, the school assemblies, the Sabbath school, the youth meetings, the teachers' Bible classes, the open airs, prayer meetings.
I see.
And we got an opportunity to go to the local prison and to see those prisoners. Most of them heard the gospel for the first time. And to see professions of faith was tremendous. Move of God amongst them our last Sunday there. And even the Sunday morning meeting, two lassies waited behind, and even an outreach around the local dirt roads.
Yeah.
To see people come to the Lord as well. It was tremendous.
Yeah. Well, you long for that, don't you, in the work of God? You want to see that. But, Johnny, you're in Convoy. What part of Donegal is that in, just for anybody that lives in the area that might be watching? What part of Donegal
are you? We are in East Donegal. We are about 9 miles from Letterkenny, about 2.5 miles from Rafo. Rafo is a diocese. I'm sure you've heard of the Bishop of Derry and Rafo. There's a small cathedral in Rafo. We're about 2.5 miles from it.
Right.
In East Donegal, we're about 7 miles across the border and about 11 miles from Strabane.
Right. And on a Sunday, your service 11:30 in the morning?
Yes. Half 11 and 7.
Half 11 and 7. So, folks, if you live anywhere near Donegal, you could walk to it from Lisburn if you were keen. And if you live in the locality, you'd be very welcome. You'll enjoy this man's ministry and his congregation and his family there. And Johnny, thanks so much for
agreeing
to do this, and may God bless you.
Thanks for having us today.
In the days that lie ahead. We've really enjoyed you now. So
thank you.
Folks, we'll see you soon, okay? God bless you. Bye bye.